everybody. Benson, Lord Barkdale boring me to tears. What was that?
I think you just found Lord Barkdale's monocle.
You stepped on it. How could you do such a stupid thing?
You talking to me, Clayton?
It was a rhetorical question, sir.
I'll get a dustpan.
Lord Barkdale's going to be furious. Now, perhaps if I give him some more wine, he'll forget about his monocle.
Oh, dear. I love it when Clayton panics.
Benson, could you explain this to me?
I can, sir, but I prefer not to.
Can I speak to you?
Oh, brother.
Sure, hon.
Daddy, is Lady Barkdale here?
No, honey.
Then I think she's lost.
Oh, nuts.
Isn't this fun?
You're kidding, right?
Yeah, look, I'll make this up to you. Saturday night, I'll take you someplace special.
Oh, I'm glad you reminded me. Do you mind if we skip Saturday night?
Why?
Well, a friend of mine from school is coming into town, and I thought we could spend some time together.
Well, she can come with us.
Well, it's not a she.
What is it?
Benson, sweetheart, don't get that look on your face.
I'm not getting any look on my face.
Oh, let's talk about this later, honey. Denise?
Yeah.
Is everything all right?
Oh, yes. Thanks, Jennifer.
You're standing right in that glass, Dodo.
Lady Barkdale.
Are we going to eat?
All right, just want to keep the old coot from worrying about his monocle. He's Lady Barktop, Barnyard. Barkdale, please, take a seat.
I must have something to eat. I think I've drunk too much.
Yeah, I was just about to serve the ham.
Is there anybody else I should know about?
Benson, please, you're embarrassing me.
Could someone point me to the loo?
Where is everybody? Oh!
I don't seem to have any silverware.
Okay, now everybody's embarrassed. Can we talk?
How many times do I have to tell you Benson West is just an old friend from school?
No. A dog can qualify as an old friend, or maybe the mailman, but as I understand the term, a guy whose ring you wore for 11 and a half months and who took you to the prom cannot qualify as simply an old friend.
Well, then what would you call him?
A previous romantic entanglement.
Oh, it's been 15 years since Wes and I dated.
I told you I don't want to hear his name.
Wesley.
Okay, maybe you're right. Maybe we should discuss this rationally. I tell you what, I suggest you go home, get a good night's sleep, call me in the morning and tell me you have no plans to see this guy.
Benson.
End of discussion.
Now, wait a minute. You can't tell me what to do. I'm a free, independent woman.
Fine, start a magazine.
I'm seeing Wes on Saturday.
Okay. Where y'all going?
I don't know. To have a drink? To Smitty's probably for dinner, and that's it.
You gonna leave him at Smitty's?
No, I'll probably drive him back to his hotel.
Why can't he take a cab?
Benson, what do you think is gonna happen?
Nothing if he takes a cab.
I didn't know your opinion of me was so low.
Oh, come on, simmer down, Jennifer. I didn't mean that. I'm just a little upset. I apologize, sweetheart.
Oh, Benson, if you were going to see an old girlfriend, would you want me to act the way you are?
You would if you love me.
I do love you. I really do.
Can I go witches? Jennifer, I thought you and I had an understanding.
Aha. Uh-huh. What kind of understanding?
Well, you know, about our relationship.
Exactly what is this relationship?
Well, you know.
Are we engaged?
No.
Going steady?
Oh, Jennifer.
Well, then maybe you can just explain this understanding to me.
Well, I thought you just understood that you're my...
Woman. You know something, Benson? You've been listening to too many Barry White albums.
So despite what I think, you're going to go ahead and see this clown?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm. Oh, Benson, don't worry. Nothing's going to happen.
I ain't worried.
Oh, listen. I have an early appointment in the morning, so I got to get going, sweetheart.
Okay. Sweet dreams. Drive safely.
Will you call me on Sunday?
Unless an old friend happens to come into town.
Oh, I see. Well, I guess I'll just have to wait to see.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Good night.
Good night. She got against Barry White.
Are you ready to order, sir?
I beg your pardon?
Are you ready to order?
Oh, yeah, I'll have another one of these.
Another glass of water.
Oh, well, I'm expecting some friends.
Oh, very good, sir. I'll tell the maitre d'. What are their names?
Well, it's kind of a surprise.
Would you care for an appetizer while you're waiting?
A what?
An appetizer.
Oh, yeah, give me an order of, toast.
Toast.
Thank you.
I forgot to ask you, sir, how do you want your toast?
Medium.
Dry or with butter?
With butter.
Currant jam or marmalade?
Currant jam or marmalade. Surprise me.
Wesley, over here.
Jennifer.
Oh, hi. Oh.
It's good to see you.
Yes, let me take a look at you. You look wonderful.
Well, you look pretty wonderful yourself.
Oh, Wesley. Come on, let's sit down.
All right.
Talk. I can't believe it's been 15 years.
Mm-hmm. And you look just as good as you did on graduation night.
She's not going to buy that.
But, if you're trying to sweet talk me, it's working.
She bought it.
So what are you doing these days?
Probably something very dull.
I'm still a test pilot. But I've just been accepted in the astronaut program. I'm hoping to go to the moon.
You have my permission to leave the moon.
And here's your toast, sir.
Just a minute. Is there a way out of this restaurant?
What about your friends?
That's none of your business. Is there a way out?
Well, sir, we usually use the front door.
I know that, Antoine. Is there a back door?
No, sir.
You mean the only way out is in that direction?
Unless you can pass through a wall.
How would you like to pass through my napkin ring?
Enjoy your toast.
Thank you. What are you doing here? You're just in time.
Benson!
Well, 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 look at
you! Darn! Oh, son of a gun. Pete was just joining me for dinner. Yes, yes, come right on around. You remember Jennifer. And this is,
Wesley.
Wesley? Oh, you know, I've heard so much about you.
What are you doing here?
Well, I'm having dinner with Pete. Sit down, Pete. I ordered the toast already. Yeah. Can I speak to you a moment? You don't mind doing, Wes?
No, no problem.
What a guy.
Excuse me. Now, don't you feel a little bit silly?
Why should I feel silly?
Because you knew Wesley and I were coming here tonight.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about. You see, I wanted to try to make it up to you, buy you guys dinner.
No.
Well, let's ask Wes.
Benson. Now, I can go out with whomever I want, whenever I want, and you have nothing to say about it.
Yeah, wait.
Nothing.
This doesn't concern you all. Well, him, maybe.
Now, either you trust me or you don't. And if you don't, then we don't have a relationship and there's no need for you to be jealous. But if you do, then you'll leave this restaurant right now and stop embarrassing me in front of my friend.
Well, keep them flying, Ace. Enjoy yourself, Pete.
Yo.
Governor, lunch time for your lesson.
I'll be right with you, Clint.
If you're studying eating, you'd be better off with Pete.
So I let my driver's license expire. I'm studying for the test.
I told him all he has to do is call the Department of Motor Vehicles. They'll issue him a new one. After all, he is the governor.
Clayton, that wouldn't be fair.
Oh, please. This is the real world.
Oh, your continual cynicism is beginning to irritate me.
Beginning?
Anybody home?
Come in, Jennifer.
Oh, hi, Jennifer. Hello. You look terrific. Oh,
thank you. You keep that up and I may vote for you next time.
Well, you're too late. I can't run again.
Governor, I hate to interrupt this hilarious repartee, but I just can't wait to quiz you on all these little driving questions.
I'm not all that fond of sarcasm either, Clint.
Goodbye. Nice to see you again.
Good, nice to see you too.
Thank you.
Left turn.
I'm glad you dropped by, sweetheart. I owe you an apology.
Thank you. Do you have time for lunch?
Well, I'm a little backed up here. But I guess I can take an hour.
Good. Because I think we need to talk.
Listen, I understand about you and Wes. You were right and I was wrong. He seems like a nice enough guy.
He is.
What'd you two talk about?
Oh, I'll tell you at lunch.
What's the big secret? Tell me now.
Oh, well, I'd rather just wait until lunch, Benson.
Oh, come on, sweetheart. Tell me now.
He asked me to marry him.
What a heck of a thing to tell a guy just before lunch.
Thanks, Tom.
Are you ready to... Oh, it's you again.
I'll have a Cobb salad and a glass of iced tea.
And for you, sir?
Nothing for me.
Are you sure? We have an excellent batch of toast today.
Antoine, I'm trying to have a conversation here.
Nothing.
Okay, give me a cheeseburger.
Okay. And how would you like that? Medium or... I'll surprise you.
Benson, try to understand. Listen to me. I want a family. I want to be married.
And you think I don't?
Well, you never mentioned it, do you?
That's not the subject under discussion at the moment.
Then what is the subject under discussion?
The subject is whether you're going to marry a total stranger.
Benson, he's not a stranger.
I would hardly call 15 years between dates a relationship.
Benson, he asked me to marry him.
I know that, Jennifer. You don't have to keep rubbing my nose in it.
Well, do you know what it means to me?
Yes, it means now you've got leverage against a guy you really want to get married to.
Oh, you think this is a trick?
Come on, Jennifer, this guy doesn't mean zip to you.
Now, don't tell me how I feel.
Then I'll tell you how I feel. Trapped.
Well, I wouldn't want to be responsible for that. So I'll just set you free. From now on, you're as free as a bird. Goodbye, Mr. Bird.
Come on, good gracious. I'm sorry.
Very good, Governor.
Yeah. Now, two cars reach an intersection at the same time. What happens?
They crash.
Oh, it's a good thing you already have a driver's license, Governor.
The car on the right goes first.
Right! You know all this stuff.
Governor, when are you going to practice the driving part of the test?
Oh, I've been practicing in my office all afternoon. All I do is sit down and pretend I'm driving my chair.
I don't understand.
Now here, get in the car.
What?
Come on, get in the back seat.
Here.
See? Right turn.
Yeah.
Parallel parking.
Governor, what are you doing?
We are now heading toward the highway. Getting up into some speed here. Got to check the traffic as we merge. Now we got to pick up a little more speed. Now we're going along at a pretty good clip. You were jaywalking.
Yeah. Benson, you dummy, why don't you look where you're going?
Sorry.
Didn't you hear me? I called you a dummy.
Thanks a lot, Cross.
What's with him?
Benson, how are things?
No, thank you, Governor. I already got a cup. Back to the grindstone.
He's off the deep end.
He's been acting that way ever since he got back from lunch. I think it has something to do with Jennifer.
Woman trouble. Well, I better go talk to her. Not that I'm any great authority on women, but then who is? Oh, Benson?
Oh, hi, Governor.
You and Jennifer have a fight?
Yeah. No. Yeah. Well, not exactly a fight. Let's say negotiations have broken down.
Well, if you'd like to talk about it, I'm willing to listen.
No, that's okay, sir.
You want me to stay?
I'm not ready for marriage.
Well, I just meant for a little while.
She knows that.
Oh, I see. She wants to get married and you don't.
It's not that I don't want to. It's that marriage could ruin a perfectly wonderful relationship.
Oh, I've seen that happen.
Yeah. The way things are now, she always sees me at my best. There are things about me she may not like.
Oh, I doubt that.
For instance, I don't like for anybody to talk to me while I'm watching a ball game on TV.
Oh, I'm like that, too.
And on Sunday, I may wear my pajamas all day long.
I do that.
And I like to mush my soft-boiled eggs with my toast and ketchup.
That must look horrible.
Tastes good.
Oh, I bet it looks horrible.
The point is, sir, if Jennifer and I get married, she'll find out about all these things, and then she'll want to change them. And that could lead to fights and arguments and separation, divorce. And I don't have to tell you, I'm a very busy man, and the last thing I have time for in my life right now is a messy divorce.
Benson, when two people get married, it's for better or for worse. And believe me, most of the time it's for the better.
Well, I agree with you intellectually, but I can't buy it in the pit of my stomach.
Well, think about it anyhow. Oh, Benson, one other thing. I'd warn Jennifer about that egg and ketchup glop. That sounds horrible.
Did you want to come in?
I love you, Benson. I love you.
And in that case, I think you should definitely come in. Did you want to talk or something?
Oh, Benson, I can't marry Wesley.
Why not?
I love another man.
Another one?
You, silly. Oh, I love you.
I love you too, but I'm a little confused. What happened to the astronaut?
You should be thankful he came to town.
Well, I'm sorry I didn't give him a ticker tape parade.
Well, maybe you should. After all, if it hadn't been for Wesley, you wouldn't have acted a fool, and I wouldn't have known how much you loved me.
That doesn't make any sense.
Well, who cares if it makes sense? We're in love. We don't have to make sense.
I heard that.
You know what I think?
What?
I think that you should take me someplace wonderful so we can celebrate.
All right, let me get my coat. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
If I were to ask you to get married, you'd probably say yes, right?
Well, you'll have to ask me to find out.
But you would say yes.
Are you asking me?
No, not right now, no. Now's not the time. I'm just curious, that's all. I probably will ask you sometime in the future.
Uh-huh, well, then you'll get your answer sometime in the future.
Well, I'm in no hurry.
Me neither. I mean, now that we have this understanding.
You know, there's just one thing wrong with this.
What?
Why are we going out to celebrate?